Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The next judge that we see in the book of Judges, we see this in Judges chapter 10, is Tola. Now, Tola, well, there's not a whole lot about Tola. I can actually read both verses. It's Judges 10, 1 and 2. It says, after Abimelech, there arose to save Israel the son of Purah, son of Dudu, a man of Issachar, and he lived in Shamar, in the hill country of Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years, and he died and was buried in Shema. So what you end up seeing is here after Abimelech, this is now the second judge during the four judges that we end up seeing that are judging during a time of civil war. So his oppressors was Israel. It was oppression from within. The continuation of what was happening with Abimelech, but you end up seeing still here four judges that are serving as judges over a civil war because Israel is degrading itself more and more into moral decay. This is the thing we end up seeing with the judges, that what we see consistent is that men were doing what was right in their own eyes. It's very similar to what we see in our country today around the world. When people do what they think is right in their own eyes, it always leads to moral decay, and God must raise up a savior or there will be no deliverance.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.